10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You put me on the spot to go first. We're gonna start light. We're gonna start with some informational shit. What's the most useless thing that you know?
I'm gonna say this the wrong way. It's the thing that we learned in math.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
No, the Pythagorean theorem or whatever it's called. I can't say it right.
The what?
Pythagorean theorem? Is that what it's called?
I've never paid attention to that.
Yeah, I always feel like, what was this point? Like, A plus B equals C. Like, I don't do none of that shit in my real life. Like, none of that shit is it's all useless. Like, I've never done it. So I don't understand. Like, I'm 33 years old. I'm 30 fucking 3 years old, and I've never used that shit. Like, what the fuck? I'm 33 again, and I've never used it.
Okay, you have a very good point. Did you know the first Burger King is in Jacksonville, Florida?
Nah, really?
Ain't that random?
That's random as shit. What made you think of that?
Because I'm excited. I know it, so I try to tell as many people as possible.
You was hungry, bro. That's what that was. You was hella hungry, like.
But your ass didn't know that shit.
I didn't. You got me.
Exactly. So now you about to. Whenever you have a Burger King conversation, you'll be like, "Yo, you know the first Burger King is in Jacksonville, Florida." They're gonna be like, "Why the fuck do you know that shit?" And you got a story to tell, so thank me.
Okay, you're right. Show you're right.
Go ahead, throw a question.
Okay, so what is a concept or an idea that you struggle with accepting?
That's a good one. Oh, you trying to get deep. A nigga trying to get deep. Okay. Say it one more time.
I said, what is a concept or an idea that you struggle with accepting?
An idea or concept that I struggle with accepting.
Do I need to go first?
No. I've never thought about this question, but that is a good ass question.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I'm a little bit more gayer than I present.
Oh.
And not that I don't want to accept it, but like, okay. That's the answer, but I'm going to just rewind a little bit. Like, I've always wanted to be in, like, a gay family or walk balls. Maybe do drag, but not the woman drag. Because, you know, they got male drag queens.
Yeah, drag kings.
Or drag kings, excuse me. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, it's literally it's a teeter totter for me. So that's one thing I have a problem with accepting, but I do feel like that moment is coming. So,
yeah. For me, and this is probably gonna get deep, and I'm scared I'm gonna get this deep. The idea that me making someone better for the next is the most stupidest idea in the world to me.
Wait.
Like, I always hear, maybe you're helping this person go to it. Like, you're helping this person be a better person for the next person, like, that they're going to date or whatever it may be. I don't like that concept because, like, I hate wasting my time. Like, it may not seem like a waste of time, but why is it that I have to go through something to make someone better, make them a better person for the next person? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, maybe we're helping this person go to the next chapter or whatever. But ain't no motherfucking way. Ain't no motherfucking way that I'm going through all this shit with a person. Because relationships, you all go through shit in relationships. But I'm not, I just don't get the concept of that. I don't get how people say that shit. Like, I remember me and my friend on one of my earlier shows, we were talking about that, and she was talking about it, and I was like, in my mind, I was kind of getting upset, because I was just like, nah, fuck that. Like, hell no. Like, if I love you and care about you, want to be with you, and like, okay, we may not be for each other, but like, getting you better, making you better for the next? Girl, sit down. Have sits. Like, I'm not making you better for nobody else. Get the fuck out of here. Wasting my time.
I got one question. And we're talking about in a love life, right?
In any type of thing, though. Not just love life. Because I'm just taking, I'm saying it from a love life.
Oh, point. Just as like a general. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. When it. So like.
And I mean, okay, so yeah. Me speaking it from it is from a love life perspective. But like.
So I don't believe that. Like what you're saying. Like I'm agreeing with you. Because why am I making somebody better for the next? Yeah, I should be the one and only. There's nobody after me. Especially like so y'all need to know like I'm hopeless romantic. So like okay. I love being in love. I only want my one person. I want to experience everything with that person. But like in my mind, I'm not thinking I'm making this person better than the next. Now if some shit happened and this, that, and the third, that's one thing, but like even in my darkest moments, don't tell me that, oh, well, it was okay. You made that person better for the next person, and this is your lesson of growing.
Right. Like
no. Because what we had was what we had. And I was doing that from the heart, not because I had to. Because if I had to, okay. I would be a regular basic.
Hey, you feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand that whole aspect of things. Like, I'm not making you better for somebody. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not going through trials and tribulations in my relationship with you for you to learn how to get your shit together so you can be better with somebody else. Oh, that is like I'm offended. Like I'm a fucking offended. Like, no.
Get your shit together.
No, it's not working for me.
Mm-mm. But like, I don't know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I agree. I don't even feel like people should have that mindset of like going into relationships like, oh, I'm making you better, and even if we break, there's no breaking up. I will choke.
Okay. And you know what? I'm okay with breaking up to a degree of like we not fit for each other.
Yes. But
I'm not okay with like me, like okay, like for instance, Issa Rae. You know when she was talking about in that when she was in the restaurant with her brother. And she's like, I feel like, you know, I was there for all his shit. Like, blah, 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 this is that. And now she's reaping the benefits that, you know, I was sticking around to reap. Like, no, I'm not going to be sitting here helping you get your shit together. And then you finally get your shit together when you're with somebody else. Like, no, I'm not. No. No.
But if...
Maybe I'm just bitter. Maybe I'm just bitter. And that's what it sounds like, but no.
But look, I feel like in that situation, is that how she felt because her and Condola was friends? Yeah. Or is that literally like you're not about to tell me you've been with somebody for 6 years and then when it's over, like you realize that she was doing all that for somebody else. Like
but I mean also, too, though, she was literally watching him be the Lawrence that she wanted.
But it's called a thing of boundaries. And sometimes it's a boundary for yourself. But then if I've only reached, I mean, if you have reached your highest potential for me and we need to break up or vice versa, I think it's okay. Like, okay, you know what? I just want to have to talk X, Y, and Z. Like, you're just not doing the shit that I need you to do at this point in time. I understand that you're going through your shit. I know that you're building, like, you know, an app and shit, but I, where I'm at, you're not putting enough effort and I'm not seeing enough results. You know, like, it's okay. Different if...
Okay, yep. You're right.
It's different if he continued to show results and do this and do that, and then Issa was like, you're just not doing enough. Okay, you can't rush this man to be this man that you want. But, like, in her situation, in that very moment of time, it's just like, you aren't showing enough. You at home eating cereal, playing video. Like, be honest. If you saw somebody putting in work, you're going to continue to rock with them.
Probably not. I mean,
okay. If they putting in their work, you not gonna rock with them?
Yeah, I'm a rock with them.
Like, and you, but you would you also have those conversations? Like, look, okay, look, the type of person I am with my friends and my partner. Like, okay, look, so I'm not seeing enough of homework put into this project that you meant. You know, like, I want you to succeed. Like, so I'm not asking to be a part of it, but, you know, I want you to do better for yourself. And if you're not doing anything after I kept reminding you, then it's like, okay, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why are we friends? Why are we talking every day? You know?
Yeah. I
why are we doing this?
I agree. I hella agree. I don't know. You got another question?
I do. What three events made the biggest impact on who you are today?
The three biggest moments. Let me take a little gander. I want to say the moment I went back to school to graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the biggest moments to me because it made me realize that I could do anything I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't stop me. Like, I can put my mind to anything that I put my mind to. And I'm like that now, where it's like, if you give me a task, I'm going to go in and get it. I'm going to get it done. Like, just like when you hit me about the flyer. What I do, boom, boom, boom. I was not playing. I was at work, and I did that shit at work. Like,
I respect that. I respect that.
So, like, when I think about I think about it, or when I think about those things, that moment, like, there was so much struggle that happened at that moment, not to jump off topic, but I was homeless at the time. I was sleeping at friends' houses, going through crazy shit just to get that piece of paper, just to get that little piece of paper, and I got it done. So, like, now, like, when it comes to, you know, any task that I face, I'm going to get it done eventually. It may take me a little while, but I'm going to get it done, period. The second would be, and I don't want to get too deep on this, but like, wait, what was the question again?
What was one of the
events that impacted?
Oh, what was one of the events that made the biggest impact on you, who you are today?
And then also, I think my relationship with my father, like, rekindling that as I got older in my adulthood, which kind of prompted me to come out, actually, because I started feeling like I was living. Like, I feel like, okay, I'm living now. Like, I'm a real person. I'm an adult now. I'm not a little kid anymore. Like, I felt like I was entering adulthood when I became closer mm-hmm. to my dad. which was cool. It was a really big event, and it really impacted my life and how I maneuver through life now at my age I am right now, and how I am with people, I guess. You said
three. I think that's
I forgot how many you said. You said three, I think, but I'll let you.
I did say three, but I want to touch on these two. I think that's very dope. I've never had a relationship with my father to the point where I can actually come out to him. He passed away before I actually, I don't want to say like knew, but like, you know, I was still exploring myself. So,
yeah,
you know, like he passed in those times. So I love the fact that you have a relationship with your father and you have the chance to, you know, like be completely honest. I think we need more of that in our community, and especially the Black community.
Yeah.
But then you also achieving, you know, goals and shit while doing things out of your norm of, as you said, like being homeless. Like, I think that it's dedication, you know, and the people that you were around those times, they some real ass people. Right. Like, they seen the passion in you. They see how hard you was working. You wasn't just sitting up in the house all day just eating their food and shit. Like, you was out here making moves. So when you say, like, I literally just need some place to stay, it's literally that. I'm hustling my way out of this. Nobody wants to be in this relationship. So I also think that's dope, too. I got an answer. Moving out of Portland was something that made me who I am today. I've always thought, like, even like growing up, just living in Portland, I just don't belong here. This is not quote unquote where I'm from. I just happened to be born here. I graduated here. I've already had that mindset. Even like when I was a junior, I wanted to go to Jackson State University. I've always looked on the outside. I just knew staying in Portland.
And I've always felt that about you, though, too. Like, I've always noticed, like, you always looked on the outside. Like, you always felt trapped, I felt. Like, and I think because, too, like, you're such a burst of energy. Like, your personality and how you maneuver and who you are as a person. You are a very lively person, and I felt like you were so live that you couldn't contain, like, you tried to contain it so much here. And when I see your stories and your lives throughout the years and seeing you, you know, travel, you know, through the United States and do your thing, I realized, like, your personality fit in these places because you weren't so stagnant or, like, in chains, I would rather say. Like, it felt like you were more free. And I love seeing that shit. Like, cause I was like, that's really who you were when I first met you. You were that live ass person. And so now seeing you out in places like that and, you know, in different venues and arenas and all that shit, like, it fits you because you have that lively personality.
I respect that. Thank you. Yeah, sometimes I guess, like, I don't know. As much as I tell everybody not to water their self down and, you know, talk down on themselves, like, I gotta use that same message towards me when I'm looking in the mirror. Because, like, as of me, y'all know, like, I'm just living. Yeah. I'm just living. There's no agenda. I know what I want to do right now. What I'm doing right now might be something totally different in 3 years. Like, I don't know, but it's been a blessing. I've learned so much. I've met so many people around the world. I've experienced things. And I think I've learned the most about me. But now, like, Atlanta's home, I'm like, now I got to dig a little bit deeper. Like, we know we love to travel. We know, like, we should probably be in the entertainment industry and, you know, like still loving life, but also in love and like using your personality and the gift that God has given you. You know, like,
yeah,
not too many people I've know have lived in 5 different states.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just me. Like, not saying that it's not possible, but like, I'm talking about lived. Like,
yeah,
living for longer than a year. So, like, I'm just blessed to have this experience and just share it to the world.
And you ain't been back. You ain't been back in a long time, bro.
Everybody say that. Like, I don't. It's not that, like, what am I going to do in Portland? Smoke weed and, like.
I mean, Portland is like a really. You got to have Portland vibes to live in Portland, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Portland's very hippie, very kickback, really laid back. Portland really is a place for people to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like, it's just like how I was telling somebody, like, this year I want to go to as many concerts as I can because I really miss live shows. I really want to go to concerts. Me and my boy Tay, who was just in here, I don't know where this bitch went. but me and him talked about, you know, going to concerts. Like, that's mm-hmm. something that we want to do. We want to go to concerts and stuff. And it's hard trying to go to concerts here when nobody really wants to come to Portland, Oregon. So I told myself this year, next year, I'm spending a lot of money on going to shows. Like, I'm traveling out of Portland to go to shows because it's something that I want to do.
You got one city already.
Yeah. Like, the Mecca. Like, it's like everyone has a show in Atlanta. So I'm like, I'm most definitely going to probably spend a lot of time down there. Like, I'm actually thinking about, I have so many people in Atlanta that I know that I've met through social media. I mean, you're the only one who I know personally, but there's a person that I was kind of talking to that lives down there. he lives down there now. So, like, I kind of have, like, I want to see him. So I was thinking about, like, having, like, a whole week, like, just to be in Atlanta. And I told myself, I was figuring out what can I do for the week in Atlanta, like, besides just being up around him. I have 3 other friends that I want to see down there too.
You want to spend a whole week with him in
no
Atlanta?
I said without spending a whole week with him. Yeah.
Well, one, you can always come to Atlanta. I live here. That's not a problem. You can get a whole week out of Atlanta. There is something to do all the time. And like, fuck like the fun shit and shit, but like, I think you should get out of Portland to experience like all of the gayness the world has to offer. Like, when I've seen all black gays before, but like, when you come to Atlanta,
yeah, honestly, that's the one thing I want to do when I go to Atlanta is mm-hmm. I just want to see the gay scene.
It's a, like, you're going to have a good time.
And I want to see black people. Like, I just want to be able to walk down the street and see nothing but black folks. And I know,
bro,
I'm probably going to cry.
We can do that. Like, Atlanta is a culture city. So no matter where we walk, there's going to be people. They're going to pull up with Benzes and BMWs and shit. Like, you're going to get a different level of gay, so to say, here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You might see the men and women in heels. You might see somebody buff and strong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I come on down. Come explore. Come experience.
That's just my thing. I want to see it all.
Come on.
I'm going to let you go ahead. And was it my turn to ask the question?
Yeah.
Okay.